Namaste, my dears. Thank you so much for joining me for episode 28 of the Sunrose Yoga Podcast with me, Kelly Connor. So delighted to have you practicing yoga here on this beautiful day. We've just passed the equinox, and I thought that today our practice would be inspired by the equinox. I always associate spring with this feeling of renewed abundance. And I'm not talking about getting new things, but feeling content, feeling filled, full, complete with what one has. And perhaps taking a moment to really notice that. And so, appropriately today, we look at the niyama of santosha, contentment, which we've begun to look at previously, a couple episodes back, but today we actually get into the sutras and a little deeper work there, so I hope you enjoy this practice wherever you are, whenever you practice. I also have a bit of fun news. We have over 3,000 subscribers to this podcast. Now, I'm not someone who sits around and looks at my statistics, so I was actually kind of surprised today when I pulled up this information, so I wanted to say hello, all of you, and thank you so much for subscribing. It's just a delight. Wow. I'm so glad to have you here, a part of this practice. And so with that, I would invite you to write to me, email me, write a comment on the blog or a comment in iTunes, a review in iTunes, or send me a voicemail or a Twitter mail. Anything you want out of this podcast, just let me know. Send me an email or communicate however works best for you to tell me what you like, tell me what you need, and tell me about your yoga. I got a sweet email this week, or last week, from our dear friend Maria. Thank you so much for writing. It's great to hear from you. Also from Nancy. Nancy, thank you so much for writing in. Great to hear about your practice. So good to hear from everyone. Really, really appreciate the feedback and to hear your stories. Beautiful stories. And so with that, you've heard enough from me. You can find out all of the details and look at photos of the postures at sunroseyoga.com. And so with that, I wish you the fullness in your heart, the light in your eyes, the peace on your path always. Namaste.
Commentators on the sutras have said that this sort of happiness that they're talking about, that Patanjali is referencing this particular niyama, is this happiness does not depend on external objects, which are vulnerable and fleeting, but is inherent in the mind when it is tranquil and contented. So that is where our practice ideally is taking us, to that place where we're no longer bothered by those outside fluctuations. And how do we get there? We remember that, like the moon, like the stock market, all things go up, all things go down, all things go round and round. And the one thing that is constant is this bit of our true selves, this anchor that we talked about last week that is deep within us. So tonight in our physical practice, no matter where you find yourself in a pose, remember that this body is fleeting. Some days you'll feel like, great, I can put my ankle behind my head, or maybe not. And some days I can barely bend over to tie my shoes, and that's okay. Let's find the joy in just discovering where we are right now. And so with that, let's just make our way to a nice tall seat, somewhere where the lower part of the body can relax, where the spine can begin to lift and lengthen. Allow the eyes to close. Bring your awareness to your body. Perhaps scan the body, noticing spaces that need your attention, that need thoughts of contentment. And then bring your awareness into your breath, noticing the fullness of each breath in and the fullness of each breath out. Let's bring the hands to the heart, to Anjali Mudra, the gesture of offering, and offer to yourself contentment with what is. Whatever happens, happiness in the sunshine and the rain, in the highs and the lows, abiding with that peace that is ever within you. So I thought that we could begin our practice today just by chanting the vibration of Om one time. Om is the sound of the of oneness. We'll take in one full cycle of breath together before we begin. Deep breath in and out. Chakravakasana, and breathe your spine long. With your next exhalation, let your hips drop back. Rest your bum on your heels and your forehead on the floor in Bhaktasana. Devotional pose. This is a place you can come back to anytime. Throughout the practice, anytime you need to reconnect with your breath, anytime you need to reconnect with your purpose for this practice, anytime contentment is eluding you. Right now, as you inhale, bring yourself back to table, hands and knees, Chakravakasana. And as you breathe out, curl the toes under, jackknife the hips up to downward facing dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana. Just breathe and stretch here. Maybe bending one knee at a time, pressing into the opposite heel. Connect with your breath. Beginning to press down on that fleshy part of the hand between the thumb and the index finger. Our hips are nice and high. Remembering that if your body starts talking to you in a way that says, I don't like this, or this doesn't feel right, you can always drop back to our devotional pose where the bum rests on the heels and the forehead rests on the floor. Good. Now as you inhale, lower the knees back down to the earth. Now from here, let's take the right leg out to the right. So the left knee will bisect the right arch. Good. Now planting that left hand firmly into the floor, let's sweep the right arm up toward the sky on an inhalation. Just like a big lion. And as you exhale, thread the needle. We'll slide that right arm underneath the left arm. Maybe gazing to the left. Good. As you inhale, sweep back up again. Good. Follow your breath here. Exhale, thread the needle. Maybe shifting the hips back, making some space. Good. Follow your breath. Inhale as it comes to you. And exhale, thread. Good. Beautiful. You're all doing such a great job of working with our space limitations, and I appreciate that. Let's take two more breaths like this. Slowly letting the breath guide the movements. And when you have finished that second exhalation, just bring yourself back to table, back to Chakra Vipassana, and maybe wiggle the hips from side to side. Let's take the left leg out to the left. Again, the arch is bisected by the right knee. Plant that right hand into the floor, and as you inhale, sweep the left arm up toward the sky. This time, let's tuck the tailbone, scoop the tailbone. Exhale, and thread the needle. Good, shifting the hips as it feels right. Inhale, flying up, scooping that tailbone. Exhale, thread. But notice your body. Follow your breath here. One more cycle, just like this. And then making your way back to table, back to Chakra Vipassana. Curl the toes. And again, jackknife the hips up toward the sky. Downward dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana in Sanskrit. And with your next breath in, let's sweep the right leg up toward the sky. Let's keep it in line with your spine and keep the hips square toward the floor. Maybe spread the toes. Come way up onto your tippy toe of the left foot. Good. Feel that leg just begin to ignite. And then release that heel back down toward the floor. Good. Let's take one more breath in here. And as you exhale, step the right foot forward between the hands for a nice high lunge. If that foot won't go all the way forward, then help it along. Now let's keep the hands on the floor. As we let the heart fly forward here, good. We're flattening out the back. Press out through that back heel, good. Keeping our knee right over top of our ankle to protect it. Good, now let's lower the left knee to the earth and bring the hands to the top of the right thigh. If this feels okay, maybe bring the hands to the hips. And if that feels okay, maybe sweep the arms up toward the sky. So as we practice, we're drawing our navel in toward our spine. We're lifting up through the heart, spreading the collarbones, and relaxing the shoulders away from the ears. Good. Nice, smooth, even breaths here. As you inhale, reach forward and down to the earth. And as you exhale, press back to downward facing dog. Adho Mukha Svanasana, maybe wiggling the hips from side to side, bringing the feet together. As you breathe in, sweep the left leg up toward the sky, just keeping a nice long line with your spine keeping the hips square to the floor, so that if I came around and touched the low part of your back, one hip wouldn't be way up in the sky. Good, maybe flex the toes. Come up onto your right tippy toe, good, really engaging. Increasing your sensitivity there. Good, I see some nice long spines. With your next exhalation, step the left foot all the way forward between the hands. Drop the right knee to the earth and set up your pose. Maybe bring the hands to the top of the thigh. Good. Then to the heart or the hips. And then sweep all the way up as you're ready. Relaxing through the shoulders, but lifting through the heart. Good. Now, if you want to come more deeply into the hips, do it. If you're still feeling like, I've been at my desk all day and my hips are feeling pretty tight, stay where your body wants you to stay at this moment. We're just getting warmed up. Good. Now, as you inhale, reach forward and down to the earth. And as you exhale, press back to downward facing dog. Beautiful. Now, we'll gently make our way to plank pose as you inhale, top of a push-up. So we're pressing back through the heels. Let your heart soften down so the weight shifts into your hands. The weight is in your arm bones, not in your neck. Maybe shift the gaze forward onto the floor, maybe 3 or 4 feet. Beautiful. Now with your next exhalation, lower your knees, your belly, and your chest to the earth, keeping the elbows close into your sides. As you inhale, pull yourself forward and up, just nice gentle cobra. Exhale, release down to the earth. Inhale, pull yourself forward and up. Press your pinky toes into the earth. Exhale, release down. Inhale, pull up. Gently, just feel the extension of the spine. Exhale, release down. Inhale, rock the hips back. And exhale, curl the toes. Jackknife the hips up toward the sky, downward facing dog. With your next breath in, step the right foot forward between the hands. And with your next breath out, step the left foot forward, coming into Uttanasana, standing forward fold. The crown of the head is drawn down toward the earth. If you have tightness through your hamstrings or your low back, take a nice bend of the knees. Also, if you tend to hyperextend your knees, it's a good idea to microbend the knees throughout the practice. Good. Now from here, let's bend the knees deeply. Good. Placing the hands on the earth or bringing them to a block. And now we're going to flatten out the back. So gaze forward. Keep the knees deeply bent. And so I can almost like walk around beautiful and have dinner on your back. We're just flattening it out here in monkey pose. Good, one more breath in. And as you exhale, fold forward. Good, Uttanasana. Good, again, as you inhale, bend the knees, flatten out the back, gaze forward. Beautiful, imagine yourself growing longer from the base of your spine all the way out through the crown of your head. Exhale, fold forward. One more, inhale, monkey. I love animal pose names. They just make life better. Exhale and fold. Good. Now as you breathe in, let's slowly roll up one vertebrae at a time, taking your time, using the knees. Beautiful. Content with each movement of the spine. Let's make our way to the top of our mat. Maybe bringing the toes together, heels can be together or parted, hands come to the heart. As you breathe in, circle, sweep the arms around and up, lift up through the heart, gaze up at the thumbs, and as you exhale, dive forward with strong legs, use your legs here. Good, now as you inhale, come up halfway, maybe bring the hands to the shins, and as you exhale, fold forward, Uttanasana. As you breathe in, step your right foot back, stay on your right toe, or drop the knee down to the floor. We'll make our way to Anjaneya Asana, crescent lunge. So hands come to the top of the thigh. them to the heart center, and as you are ready, sweep them around and up. Sink in. Good. Beautiful. So we'll just develop some sensitivity to all these things happening in our bodies. So think about your inner thighs and the muscles that live there, and begin to draw them in toward your pelvis. Scoop your pelvis down. Yeah, good. And then broaden the base. Broaden your seat. All of this is happening very subtly. You might see some micro movements from the outside, but just cultivate some of that within. Good. Lift up through the heart. Exhale, press out through your heel. Good. Inhale, reach forward and down. Exhale, downward dog. As you inhale, make your way to plank, top of a push-up. And as you exhale, either lower knees, belly, chest to the earth, or come to Chaturanga Dandasana, if you're familiar with that pose. Inhale, come to cobra or awkward facing dog. And as you exhale, curl the toes and make your way to downward facing dog. Good, now as you inhale, we'll step the right foot forward to Anjaneyasana. Good, same thing, second side. Take your time to set up the pose. Develop your sensitivities here. Now for this posture, our hips are centered toward the middle of the room, so it's almost like, this is why I like this, because we've got our spine here, and we've got these ribs coming out, and we can see the vertebrae. Imagine yourself just squaring yourselves to this spine in the middle of the room. And imagine yourself feeling those spaces that we can see on the floor. Feel that space between each vertebrae. Good. Press out through the back heel. Relax the shoulders. And as you inhale, reach forward and down to the earth. And as you exhale, let's press back to downward facing dog. Beautiful. Tops of the shoulders begin to drop away from the ears. Shoulder blades begin to draw down the back. And as you exhale, press your inner thighs back toward the back wall. Beautiful. Now with your next breath in, let's make our way back to plank. Top of a push-up. As you exhale, lower down how you like, either knees, belly, chest, or Chaturanga Dandasana. You can also rock the hips back to child's pose and avoid doing a little back bend. And as you exhale, press your way back to downward facing dog. Adho Mukha Svanasana. As you breathe in, let's step the left foot forward between the hands. This time drop the right heel. Bring your left forearm to the top of the left thigh. Bring the right hand to the right hip. Now we're pressing into the outer edge of the right foot as your heart flies up toward the sky. So if you've got your forearm on the inner thigh, you can really use it as leverage to spiral the heart up toward the sky. Now this is our sort of basic foundation in this pose. And you can stay here. You can intensify the posture by moving the right hand down toward the floor or to a block. You can extend the right hand up toward the sky or reach toward the center of the room. Relax the shoulder away from the ear. If you also like, you can take a bind or a half bind by taking that right hand behind the back and perhaps grabbing the top of the left thigh. Or if you've got your left shoulder low, you could reach the left hand underneath the left leg and maybe grab your hand. It's up to you. But we want to keep that original structure of the pose where the spine is lengthening, the heart spiraling up, and our pelvis is scooping under. Cultivate some sensation in the legs. Good, now from here, let's begin to make our way into Trikonasana, triangle pose. So we keep that left hand low as we begin to straighten the left leg. The right hand extends up toward the sky. Our right shoulder is stacked on top of our left. And And this is one of those where we've got so much work to do in the body, so much beautiful teeny worlds that we can work within. Beautiful. The heart is lifting, the collarbones are spreading. We're pressing the hips forward as we pull the upper body back. Good. Feel yourself lengthening through your ribs, through your side body. Good. And now if you'd like to make more of an opening, imagine yourself just opening and opening just a little bit more, bringing that right hand just a little farther back, that top shoulder blade just a little further back, and you'll feel some nice sensation through the right hip. Now let's bend the knees slightly, and as you breathe in, root down through the feet and rise up. As you exhale, make your way to Warrior Two, Virabhadrasana Two. The right knee, or excuse me, left knee bends. Arms move out perpendicular to the spine, and the hips are square to the wall with, I was going to say the mirrors, but we're not all looking that way. To the wall, no longer to the center of the room. Good, now we're really pressing into the outer edge of that back leg. Cultivate sensitivity in the back leg. Good. As you inhale, let's come all the way up. So straighten that left leg. Turn both sets of toes to face the side of your mat. Bring the hands to the hips. Inhale, roll the shoulders up, back, and down. And as you exhale, begin to hinge forward. Nice flat back. Releasing the hands maybe right below the shoulders, coming here into Prasarittapadottanasana, or keeping the hands on the hips. Whatever feels best. Now here, again, let's cultivate some sensitivity in the body. If you're pretty flexible through the hips and you just sort of fall all the way down to the floor with not a lot of work, then begin to work by pressing your big toes into the floor and feel as though you are pressing your feet away from each other, which is a little bit of a different sensation than we normally work with in our standing poses. If you like, you can begin to walk the hands out toward the feet, maybe grabbing the outer edges of the ankles or grabbing the big toe with your peace fingers. Staying soft with the breath, smooth and even. We'll gently walk the hands back underneath the shoulders. Now again, here, let's scoop the tailbone just a touch. And keeping the hips square, bring the right hand right underneath your heart on the floor. Taking a breath here. The hand doesn't want to reach the floor. Use your block. As you breathe out, begin to sweep the left hand up toward the sky, but keep your hips fixed. So the hips are still facing the earth. Scoop the tailbone under, just as we did as we were warming up with our thread and needle. Good. Little different sensation here in this twist today. Beautiful. I see great fixed hips. And with your next inhalation, come back to center. Place the left hand under the heart on the earth. And we'll switch sides, keeping those hips fixed, sitting bones pointing straight back. Lengthening from seat to crown. Good. Nice. And as you breathe in, let's untwist. Bend the knees, root down through the feet. Let's rise up. Now again, turn your left toes to face the front of your mat. As you exhale, make your way back into Warrior Two. We'll inhale and cartwheel the hands down to the floor. Exhale to Downward Facing Dog. As you inhale, make your way to plank, top of a push-up. As you exhale, lower down, your choice, either Chaturanga or knees, belly, chest, or devotional. Inhale to your back bend. exhale to downward facing dog. And as you inhale, step your right foot forward, drop the left heel. Same thing, second side, beginning with Ujjayi Parsvottanasana. So the right forearm comes to the top of the right thigh, left hand comes to the hip. Cultivate sensitivity, curl that tush under, let the heart fly up. And from there, take off, find the arm position that works for you. Modify or intensify as you like. Beautiful. Find contentment with what is here, with the softness of the breath, the steadiness of your body. The comfort of all of these bodies and their support for everything that's happening in this room. There's a lot of love here, and we're lucky. We're lucky to have that. Good, now let's gently begin to make our way into Trikonasana, straightening the right leg, releasing the right hand down, maybe to the shin. If it doesn't want to go to the shin, then up just below the knee, extending the left hand up toward the sky. Good, and really feeling the length in the ribs. Beautiful. Now, notice your thoughts. The moment comes where you hear yourself in your mind bemoaning the body and what it is or is not doing. Back to that space of contentment. Remember that this body is a fleeting thing. Here today, pose may be tomorrow, who knows? Just kind of the way it goes. We are engaged in a practice of constant awareness, sensitivity, and contentment. Let's root down through the feet, rise up. And as you exhale, bend the right knee, make your way to Virabhadrasana 2, Warrior 2. Beautiful. Press into the outer edge of the left foot. And remember, the spine is perpendicular to the earth. So the lowest part of the spine is rooting down. You're drawing that tailbone down. You're drawing the pelvis down. And you're lengthening up. Also lengthening our wingspan. Making sure we can still see that big toe on our right foot. As you inhale, cartwheel the hands down to the earth. And as you exhale, press back to downward dog. Bring the feet together. And with your next exhalation, bend the knees, shift the gaze forward between the hands. And step or jump forward to forward fold, Uttanasana. As you inhale, come up halfway. And as you exhale, fold. Bend the knees deeply. Drop the tush low. Sweep the arms around and up as you breathe in, coming into Utkatasana. Lightning bolt. Draw your tailbone down, so maybe scoop the low back just a touch, heart is still lifting. And this is where we really come into those legs. We are finding the energy, the power that is accessible to us at any time. This reminds me of our legs are like all of that electricity that's running through the house all the time. If we leave our stuff plugged in, it's going into them whether we turn it on or not. We've got that in our legs, so we could just spring up off the floor. In fact, let's do that. Let's inhale, go a little bit lower, exhale, go. Beautiful, hands back to the heart. Inhale, circle, sweep the arms around and up, lift up, gaze up. Exhale, dive forward, good. Inhale, up halfway. and exhale, fold. As you inhale, let's step the right foot back. And this time, let's drop the right knee to the earth. Move the left foot over to the left. Turn the toes out, maybe 45 degrees, and come onto the outer edge of that left foot. Inhale, lengthen through the spine. And as you exhale, we begin to lower our heart down toward the floor. If you have tightness in the hip, use the blocks underneath the elbows here. Now cultivate some sensitivity. Notice where you first begin to feel tension here in the body. And stop there. Notice that spot. Breathe around it. And if it feels right, as you exhale, see if you can watch some of that tension just dissolve and dissolve and dissolve. Slowly begin to walk the upper body back up. Flex that left foot and come onto the outer edge of that foot. Plant the right hand into the floor, just about mat width, maybe a little wider. Press the left hand into the inside of the left thigh, and we'll lift up through the heart. Good, so we get a nice little twisted lizard. If you'd like to make it a twisted lizard mermaid, you can bend the right foot, reach around with the left hand and grab the top of that right foot. We're still lengthening the spine. Do what feels right. You're either a twisted lizard or a twisted lizard mermaid. And both of those are beautiful things, I think. Let's come back to center slowly. Maybe shifting the hips back just a touch. Spread the fingertips wide, curl the right toe, and press back to downward dog. Wiggle the hips from side to side. Let's inhale our way to plank. And let's make our way into side plank on the right side. So press your right hand into the floor as you roll into the outside edge of the right foot. Bring the left hand to the left hip, and maybe extend that left hand up to the sky. You can modify here by stepping the left foot up and over, planting it to the floor, or by lowering the right knee down to the floor. It's up to you. Beautiful. Our peaceful sage pose. Gorgeous, nice long spines. Let's come back to regular plank. And as you exhale, lower knees, belly, chest down to the earth. Inhale, pull up. And exhale, press back to downward dog. Now as you inhale, let's make our way to plank. Make your way to Vashisthasana, side plank, second side, left side, roll into the left hand and the outside edge of the left foot. Work with what is here. This pose is named for Vashistha, the peaceful sage. Find your peace. This is a difficult pose. It brings up a lot of difficult spots in the body. Find peace here. Let's inhale, come back to regular plank. Exhale, lower knees, belly, chest, or chaturanga. Inhale, pull up as you like. Exhale, downward facing dog. As you inhale, step the right foot forward between the hands. Drop the left knee. Scooch the right foot over to the right and turn the toes out 45 degrees. Use your block if you have tightness through the hips. Inhale, lengthen the spine. Exhale, begin to lower the heart center down toward the earth. Good. Now, if you easily come down to the floor, cultivate sensitivity in the inner thighs. Maybe curl that back toe under and begin to scissor the legs isometrically toward the midline. So you're still scooping the tailbone under. Yourself back up and come onto the outside edge of the right foot. So really flex the right foot, press the left hand into the earth, press the right hand into the inner right thigh, lengthening the spine here, twist the lizard, and if you like, bend that left knee, reach around with the right hand and grab the top of the foot. Good, nice length through the spine. So we're getting a whole lot of fun stuff with this pose. We're getting our hamstrings, our hips, as well as our quadriceps. Let's release. Maybe rock the hips back as you move the right foot in towards center. Now curl your left toe and press back to down dog. As you breathe in, make your way to plank. Now come into a side plank on your right side again. Now with that top leg, the left leg, step it up and back, bending that left knee. Now press your belly up toward the sky. Reach the hand either up toward the sky or toward the middle of the room. Wild thing, you make my heart sing. Just sing it when you're in this pose. It feels right, doesn't it? Let's come back to regular plank. And let's just go straight into wild thing left side. Roll into the outer edge of the left foot. Side plank. And then step that right leg up and back. Belly up. Beautiful. Work with it. Make this your expression of contentment. Good. Come back to regular plank. And let's just press back to down dog. Bring the feet together. And as you breathe in, sweep the right leg up toward the sky. Then draw that right knee into the chest. Let's step it forward onto the floor. So the whole knee and the shin and the foot go down onto the floor, right behind the right hand. Maybe scooch the foot a little bit farther forward. And we square the hips. So the belly and both hips are facing the middle of the room. If you notice, you take your hand to your low back and one hip is way up in the air. Then I ask that you place your block or your blanket right underneath your right booty. Good. Let's lengthen the spine. Maybe curl the back toes under to bring a little sensitivity here. Good. Our variation on this is figure four. If you have knee trouble here, come onto the back. Let's like this. Good. So then if you're in your pigeon preparation, inhale, lengthen the spine, and exhale, begin to hinge forward. Come down onto your forearms. Come down to where you first begin to feel tension in the hips. And begin, come around to check on everybody. Beautiful. See some good hip action here. Point the toe up toward the sky. Now, if you'd like, you can plant the right hand on the floor and begin to reach back with the left hand. If not, just work with where you are. Just point that foot up. You're getting a beautiful stretch through the quadricep. Good. And this is actual mermaid pose. Mermaid. Release the foot to the earth. Let's spread the fingertips wide and press back to down dog. Bring the feet together. And as you breathe in, sweep the left leg up toward the sky. Good. Then draw that knee into the chest and release it down to the earth. Same pose, second side, Ekta Paddha Kapottasana. Hips square to the earth, belly to the earth. We lift up through the heart. And as you exhale, begin to lower down toward the floor. Good. Now as we fold forward, our focus naturally comes within. We naturally begin to slow down just a bit. On a Thursday night, that is a beautiful thing. Getting deeply into that well of happiness that resides within us all. Sometimes can get confused by all of these messages that we see on the television. This is our chance just to return to that natural state of happiness and contentment. Slowly begin to walk your upper body back up, taking your time. And as you are ready, just point that right foot up toward the sky. Do what feels right here. If it feels right to reach back, you can maybe reach back for the low leg. If you want to take that foot in the crook of your arm, go for it. Do what feels good. If it doesn't feel good, don't do it. Now let's shift our weight into our left booty cheek. And let the legs come back around to the front of the body. Shift your weight into your sitting bones. And maybe grab the top, or excuse me, the backs of your thighs. Let your spine be long here and your heart lift. Feet may float up off the floor. As you are ready, you can release your hands. And as you are ready, you can make your legs maybe go a little bit closer to straight. Like to grab your toes. By all means, grab your toes. Good, let's gently release. And just hug your knees in. Let your back round and rest your forehead on your knees. Extend your right leg out onto the floor. And let's cross the left leg up and over. Good. Now, with your right hand on your left knee, inhale, lengthen the spine. And as you exhale, twist to the left. Foot on the floor, close into your pelvis. Maybe move that knee over to the side.
As you breathe in, lift up to the sky. And as you breathe out, let's begin to hinge forward. Now, you know, normally I would say don't round your back. But in this posture, we're really rounding. We're making like hunchback. And draw your belly button way into your spine. Good. So pull that guy in, round the back. And if you find yourself easily going down to the floor here, or going down to your foot, maybe bring your hands out to the floor, spread the fingertips wide, and increase sensitivity by spreading the toes, by engaging all of the muscles in your legs. And let's slowly begin to walk back up. Now take that left leg and cradle it like a baby. Maybe between your elbows, maybe just underneath your shins, or underneath your shins, the shin of your arm, the forearms, and just rock it back and forth. Find what works. Maybe the hand takes the foot and the knee. We'll just rock this leg like a baby, warming up through the hips. Good. It's one of those that is comforting no matter what, no matter where. Forward and back. And we have a couple of options. You can either just set this foot, this left foot on the top of the right leg and inhale and hinge forward. Or if you'd like to practice elephant trunk, pull this leg back just like you would, sort of like a bow and arrow. Draw it back. Bring the calf over top of the shoulder, plant the hands on the floor, engage your pelvic floor, press down and lift up. Just try it. First one is like a half lotus foot on the leg. Inhale, rise up. Exhale, hinge forward again. This time, we're going to lengthen the spine instead of round. So we're also accessing some acupressure points here in the body. The other one is elephant trunk, where your leg goes up here, you engage, you lift. It really helps to lift your pelvic floor. So if you're familiar with like a Kegel exercise? I'm serious. That will help lift a lot. I can't believe that's a Kegel exercise. But it's true. In arm balances, especially engaging Mula Bandha or your root lock or doing a Kegel, it will help lift you in those situations where you feel like gravity doesn't want me to work like that. Just so you know. Okay, let's switch legs. You guys made me blush tonight. Let's extend our left leg, cross the right leg up and over. Good, and maybe hug that right knee in with the left arm. Inhale the right arm up overhead. Exhale, twist to the right. Good. Both of our sitting bones are resting in the earth. They're becoming heavy. Our spine is lengthening. And this twist begins at the base of the spine and just spirals its way up to the crown of the head. Let's inhale back to center. Uncross the leg, bring the right foot close in to the pelvis, but move the knee out to the side. Inhale the arms up, and this time we'll round the back as you reach forward. Again, if you are pretty flexible and can easily touch the feet, bring the hands out to the sides and really engage the muscles in your legs. This will ultimately help us with that crazy elephant trunk pose I just showed you. Drawing the belly in, rounding the back and neck, stay nice and long. Good, head is heavy. And we'll slowly begin to walk ourselves back up. Good, now again, here we have options. Oh, I forgot, we're gonna rock the baby. So we're gonna rock the baby. That is our right hip. And you might notice one side feels a little tighter than the other. One side you can feel something's crunching around in there. Forward, do what your body wants you to do here to loosen up the hips. Good, now from here you can either bring the outside edge of that right foot to the top of the left thigh. Inhale the arms up, exhale hinge forward leading with your heart, or if you want to try the elephant trunk, got your little bow and arrow action, it helps, your mula bandha and your lift. Do what feels right. It feels awkward. Most yoga poses do the first 500 times, I think. Okay, let's inhale, come up. And now let's take a nice wide seat. We might have to do some creative moving here. If you have tightness in the hips, this is a great spot to use a blanket or roll your mat up. So our pelvis is either straight up and down or tilting a little bit forward. Kneecaps should be straight up. Good, now from here, let's lengthen the spine. And then just turn your belly to face your right leg. Good. Or if this feels yucky or if you're expecting, let's stay in the middle. Good, let's inhale, lengthen. And as you exhale, begin to draw your chest down toward your legs. Let's use your core, work from your center. Inner thighs are pressing down into the earth, and with each breath out, the heart draws a little bit closer to the legs. We lengthen the spine with each breath in. We deepen the posture just slightly with each breath out. Now, this is a wonderful place for us to engage all of the muscles in the legs. So if you're flexible here, you can just roll all the way down, lift up, lengthen, and come into your legs. Good. And as we inhale, let's slowly walk back up. We'll turn so that our belly is facing our left leg. And as we exhale, hinge forward, leading with your heart, lifting through the heart, pressing the inner thighs down, which will engage the legs. So this is far from a passive posture when practiced in this manner. We've got all of these systems in our bodies just doing amazing things. Maybe flex the feet, spread the toes, and let's come back to center, walk yourself back up. Maybe hold behind the knees and draw the knees together, and let's roll down onto the floor. And draw the knees into the chest and just begin to roll on your back in a way that feels right to you. Move the knees in whatever way they want. Good. the floor, keeping the knees bent. Let's press the feet into the earth, and as you inhale, lift the tush, lift the low back, lift the mid back up off the floor, coming into bridge pose, Chaturbhuja Sarvangasana. And once your body has assumed this structure, relax your bum so that you come into your legs. Allow the breath to remain full and even. To the tippy toes, and as you exhale, slowly lower all the way down to the floor. Bring your knees together and bring the feet apart on the floor, so the feet are just about mat width distance apart, and the knees are touching. Just getting some release of the low back. And from here, we're just going to rock back and forth on the back of our head. Just roll the head from side to side. Nice and slow. Nice and gentle. Heel-toe the feet together. Let the knees splay out to the sides as you bring the soles of your feet together. Maybe bring one hand to your belly and one hand to your chest, or both hands to the belly. And the exhalation.
wiggle the fingertips. And wriggle the toes. Maybe hug the knees into the chest. Rock and gently from side to side. Slowly press yourself back up to a comfortable seat. And I thought that this evening we could practice a pranayama breathing technique, the candle breath, which is a very soothing breath that you can practice anytime you need to bring a little bit of santosha to your day. It's a breath where we breathe in through the nose and we breathe out through the mouth. The idea is that if there were a candle right in front of you, maybe 6 or 12 inches in front of you, your breath would be so soft that it would make the flame dance and flicker, but it wouldn't make it go out. So you just breathe in gently. Thank you. full cycle of breath together before we begin. Deep breath in and out. And in.